This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. How do you do? Hopefully things are cool as a cucumber with you, even though it's kind of hot. Although, I think things have gotten a little better in the Northwest from what I can see. Now the weather challenge is what's going to hit Florida later on today. It's always a challenge, so we're here to address those challenges and try to find solutions for problems and have a good time all at the same time on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here facing the music, protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness connected to the universe. How's it sound, girls, so far, all right?
Nice.
Nice.
It's yeah. Like Dolby sound.
Yeah.
Dolby. Yeah, really. All right, so the Pope had a problem, and apparently he reacted well to the intestinal surgery that took care of the blockage. Do we need to know? Do we care to know what's going on in his colon at this point? He's 84 years old, so I guess sometimes people get to be that age.
Well, I think it's important to know if the Pope is okay. I don't know if we need to know all the gory details.
Is there like a vice pope or like a lieutenant stand-in?
An assistant pope.
Is there like a stand-in, like it's a Hollywood, you know, like that kind of a thing? Like, does he have a backup?
It's California Governor Gavin Newsom, I think, is who his lieutenant governor is now. Well, Pope Francis, he seems to be doing okay. It was a planned surgery, and he had a diverticular stenosis, which is an intestinal procedure. And they say he's in good condition, that he's alert, that he's breathing on his own. That's all really good news from the Holy See press office about that.
Right.
The surgery was about 3 hours. I'm going to say it because it just is a fun word. Hemicolectomy, which is a
good
removal
for you.
Of part. Thank you. Thank you. I'm a doctor. which is a removal of part.
Is,
of
that, is that like hydroxychloroquine?
Look, I have spent so
much
time. Wow,
this is the one time he gets it right, Jen.
I know. Finally. I've spent so much time in hospitals over the last 3 years that I'm becoming one. I think they're going to give me a medical license. Surgery was done on July 4th, and he's been hospitalized recovering. But the good news is that he's doing well. And, yes, they do have a Pope Emeritus who is Benedict, and he is praying for the current Pope. So that is right. The past Pope Benedict.
And all the Catholics, when you're our resident Catholic, so we go to you for this sort of thing. In masses on Sunday, where there are prayers offered for the Pope? Probably.
I would imagine so. Yeah. I was not there, but I would imagine that is true. Yeah.
You didn't go to Mass on Sunday?
I did not. I was in the hospital with my medical license.
Right, good for you. Congratulations. Okay.
She's turning water into wine. That's my favorite trick that she does.
Not doing very well, though. I need to get better at that. I need
to know what? As I was driving around, that's interesting. As I was driving around in upstate New York over the weekend, and I was talking about the value and the virtue of this whole area, the Finger Lakes, I was amazed to see all the vineyards and wineries.
A lot of wineries up there, yep.
Wow. And they, see this stuff.
Some
growing.
Of them are really terrible.
Are they?
I'm assuming some are probably okay, but some are really just terrible wines.
Okay.
And as a former Manhattan resident, on a Sunday night, this is how I discovered this. So on a Sunday night, Lewis and I were like, oh, let's go to the wine store and let's get some wine to watch a movie or whatever. And all the wine stores were closed. There was one that was open. It was called New York Wines. I was like, sure, let's go in. And I didn't recognize anything in the entire store. And so I was like, where's your, French section? And they're like, oh, no, this is just all New York wines. And we bought a couple different things to sample, and they were all terrible. So that's the end of the story. I hope that there's something good there, but
I mean, the weather is rough, so it's not going to be for everybody's taste already, because what traditional wine that we like, it's very hot and then very cold. So that's why you have a lot of, areas that are near the beach but not too close, because you have the heat during the day and then the cool at night that provides a good growing pattern. It's the same pattern that is used in France and in Italy and in California. So you're struggling with the weather. You also have new up-and-coming wine country that, in Virginia and New York, that are still struggling to kind of get the depth of the character of their vines, basically getting the vines growing and stuff. That takes a while. So there's it doesn't mean it's never going to happen. It just means that as a young up and coming wine country,
that
it takes
night.
A while. Yeah, it just takes a while to really start finding out what that right combination is to make things sort of sing.
So with me, wine is wine. I don't know from nothing about wine. It's all the same. I know you're going to tell me it's not the same, and I believe that because
wine is wine when you're sad and lonely, but when you're just a functional human being, it's not always the same.
They are not created.
Well, for me, it's the I Love Lucy episode where Lucy and what's her face are in the not in Italy. They're in the wine. They're squashing
the
grapes.
They're in Italy.
Was that it? Was in Italy? Okay, all right.
That's why, like, the woman.
Thanks for being so sure when you argued with me.
I know, right? You want to? First of all, you never challenged Jen on wine or I Love Lucy.
Or Lucy.
And when you combine those two subjects in one episode, come on, you're begging for a beating.
Inspiration. Okay, 100 people are dead in Oregon. The heat wave, I made mention of it a few moments ago, not as bad as it was, but still not very good. The governor of Oregon.
She's getting married there this weekend. And
that's rough.
Yeah. I think she thought it was going to be nice and about, 70, 80 degrees. It is not.
So does FEMA run in on to this? What is the, who's in charge of
emergency? Do they need
emergency?
To just... Does FEMA really need to? I guess
there's a lot of wildfires between
centers,
our area and across the line into Canada, British Columbia, a lot of wildfires.
500 deaths in British Columbia just from the heat itself. And then on top of that, add in the wildfires that they said were caused by lightning strikes. So, yeah, it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But good luck to your friend, Jen. Are you happy you're not invited to that wedding?
Yeah, actually. I was like, it's the score on that one. She's a friend of a friend, really sweet girl.
Yeah.
But my friend Courtney's driving up there right now to sit outside in the hot weather, and she's preggo, so.
Oh, no. That's awful.
I know what it's like not to be invited to a wedding, so I get where you are, Jennifer.
I understand. Yeah. None of us were invited to that wedding, Doug.
Okay. There are a number of governors who have gone public getting people to give. These are what the New York Times and the Washington Post are trying to do is the usual stuff. And some of the more moronic talk hosts who are always talking about red and blue, blah, blah, blah. The governors who know what's going on both sides are after their residents to get vaccinated because of the concern over the Delta variant. It seems to be having some impact, but the lottery seemed to be doing the best. Somebody got $1 million here in Massachusetts.
Can we just talk about how ridiculous that is? Get the shot because the shot is something you want to get.
Yeah. But
not
it's
because
the
they're
going to
give
people.
You like free Cheetos for life or something like that. I mean, it just does not. Just shows you the American brain.
that's what I've been saying all along. Like all these people who didn't get vaccinated and we think they're standing on moral high ground and then poof, Cheetos for life comes along and everyone's got a jab in the arm. I mean, it's, come on.
The way you put it, Victoria, is quite amusing. Yes, there it is. Speaking of amusing, the DJV podcast, trending on the podcast that you can hear right now at djvshow.com, the celebration of Gwen and Blake. You missed that, Jennifer. We went all
so sad.
Goo-goo gaga.
I gotta say, I'm very happy they got married. They're very cute. Really sad I lost another boyfriend in the process. Dang it, Blake. Anyway, but her dress was, I don't know.
See, from the side, the first picture that I saw,
it was beautiful.
I loved it. And then I saw the front, and I was like, majorette boots?
A little question.
What?
That neckline was rough.
The Hollaback wedding or something like that. It just was not...
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't a huge... I think you girls like the bow. I was not a huge fan of the bow or the veil. But the dress, I was like, okay, I'm kind of into the dress. But apparently it went short. And so she did the high-low thing because she said she had to have a party dress if she was going to marry Blake Shelton. So now
what did
I'm
you
not
say about the
fan.
Neckline, Jay? Jay.
Yeah, I didn't like the neckline. The neckline of the dress she changed into wasn't as deep. It was kind of like that really, really deep, sweet.
Oh, I didn't see what she changed into. I only saw the first one.
It was very similar to the first one, but it wasn't as deep. I like a sweetheart neckline, but that one was kind of like,
what's a sweetheart
neckline?
Oh, okay, so here's why. And this is so, first of all, that's a hard look for anybody to pull off. And Gwen Stefani, I want to just say, is gorgeous. I mean, not an ounce of fat on her. She's beautiful. But I was looking at a picture, and I was, when she had her arm up, I don't know if you guys saw it, but it's where it's like she's sitting down, and I don't know if they were in like their golf cart or whatever.
Oh,
she's sitting down, and I was just looking at how exposed that was, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'd be so uncomfortable. And I don't know if I was just like putting myself in the dress, which clearly I should have.
You mean she didn't shave her underarms? What are you talking
about? No, it's just, it was a lot, and I was like, wow.
A lot of what? Well, if she doesn't have any fat, she doesn't have much of a breast line. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, no. She's surprisingly more voluptuous than I had realized.
Well, is it fake or is it real? I think a lot of push-up in there, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's probably like a corset under there. But also, a strapless wedding gown, personal experience, they loosen up as the day goes on, the more you move, and then you end up just kind of pulling them up and tugging at them.
So yours was a problem?
Yeah.
What you're telling us?
Oh, yeah. By the time the reception hit, after dancing, it was like, okay, I can't keep this dress up anymore. I need to go change.
Right.
So I'm just seeing now the second dress that she changed into. So it's like a short little tutu kind of skirt.
Right.
I'm actually not a fan of the bow. She looks like Ariana Grande.
Right. Don't you know what I mean?
Yeah. I love her up with it, though.
Also on the DJV podcast at djvshow.com is the update on Ronan Farrow, who was all over the Britney thing, says her father has made a zombie out of her. And isn't today what's floating around that the father says she's going to quit the business, or he started that rumor that she says she wants to quit? Isn't that floating, or retire? Something like that is floating around. What a dirtbag this guy is. And also, Matthew McConaughey sounded like a gubernatorial candidate in his message for Independence Day. So you want to hear all the stories behind the stories, you can go to the download, catch up with what's going on that you may not have heard our conversations about, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, so we have Duchess Kate self-isolating after a COVID exposure. Duchess of Cambridge came into contact with somebody who has tested positive for COVID, not experiencing any symptoms herself, but following all the guidelines. She's 39 years old, so she looks like she needs a hamburger, though, doesn't she? She's awfully slight. Doesn't look like she's got a lot of stuff to hold her up. Anyway, that's the look it would seem with some. Think that.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour, and it's now time for us to catch up with what is trending. And there are a whole, as usual, every day, there are all kinds of things that are front and center with people having this to say or that to say. So the folks at Walmart who broke into singing the Star Spangled Banner on the 4th, that's a viral video. And it sort of, in a way, makes me a little bit sad that this, that it would be unusual, if that's really what this is all about, it's unusual for people to actually sing the national anthem. Even though it's not a great tune, I know every word, I can sing it, and I sang it a couple of times the last 2 or 3 days in the circumstances that I actually just listened to a ball game and they played the anthem for whatever the reason. That's not usually the case, I don't think. Do they play? They used to do it all the time. They still, how much is the Star Spangled Banner played at the baseball games now, or any game? Hockey games, basketball games, they play the Star Spangled Banner national anthem anymore?
Yes.
They do, yeah. Actually, I sang it twice. I was singing it along on the radio, but there, at the auction that I went to last week, the auctioneer started the auction by playing the Star Spangled Banner, which a lot of farmers are standing around.
Really? Like, do we need? Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what he felt to do.
Auctions seem as like big events for some people. It wouldn't surprise me that they do that.
All right, so anyway,
after Saturday night, Victoria, come on.
Yeah, I guess.
Here in the South, there's a lot of restaurants that at 12 noon, no matter what you're doing, everybody stops and the national anthem plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is that patriotism? We've gotten into that discussion one way or another. Some people think it is. Some people think it isn't. But this was a store in Texas, right, Jay?
Yeah, it was a Walmart in Texas. Someone started singing, and everybody else stopped and placed their hands over their heart and joined in. I mean, it was quite the choir of Walmart shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing. If somebody were to do that just out and about somewhere, people don't just randomly break into song out in public. But if you did, and it's the national anthem, I think that's the scene you're going to typically see, that people are going to stop what they're doing and join in.
I always do. I like to sing along with it, even though I don't, as I said, I don't think it's necessarily the greatest song. I like singing it, frankly, and I don't do it for anybody else. I do it for me because I like singing it. That's it. Why is there? Why does it have to be a big deal? If you like it, fine. If you don't, then don't. It's what the heck?
Oh yeah, right, I think it goes with the live and let live because who don't want to do anything with it, that's the one that's like, oh,
don't be judgmental of me one way or another
yeah.
because I'm singing it or I'm saying I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. So I may choose to say that or do the flag salute. So you know, if you don't like it, then don't listen, but don't criticize me. Or try to make me sound like some fool because I'm doing something that I've done all my life. I have no patience really for people who are impatient with people who want to express themselves in whatever way. I think singing the Star Spangled Banner is an expression. I think saying the Pledge of Allegiance is an expression. So you don't want to do it? Don't do it. But don't criticize me for doing it. Get lost.
Who's criticizing you? You're getting so defensive about this.
Well, you sing
on the air, and that's annoying. That's like Radio 101. You don't sing on the air. So,
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I sing because I feel like singing. You're free to sing as well if you'd like to.
Live and let live, Victoria.
Wouldn't be as good. Your singing might not be as good as mine. But,
right.
Okay, Richard Donner, famous director of a lot of great movies,
he
has kicked the bucket.
Did he?
Donner? There's a line there somewhere.
The Donner party.
Oh, that hit late, but it got there.
You want to explain that, please?
I like a small sinker.
Oh, good.
The Donner party, they ate themselves. Remember they were like a plane crash or something like that?
Oh, God.
Oh, lovely.
I did not know that. Wow.
Never mind. Moving along.
No, they were making their trek out west.
They're pioneers.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, they got stuck in the mountains, and it got cold.
Oh, I've created here. All right, anyway, so Lethal Weapon.
I got a hankering for an arm. Who's next?
The Goonies. Superman. Okay, enough.
This is dark.
28 past the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has announced he will take action if Russia is involved in the latest ransomware attacks against thousands of small businesses in America. Dan Araki has more.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group Our Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday the gradual easing of pandemic restrictions at the Canada-U.S. border. Canada's restrictions barring non-essential travel with the U.S. will remain in place till at least July 21st. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As violent crime in America continues to grow, the Biden administration is attempting to ignore history and blame others for the violence. Journalist Jill Concha from The Hill on Fox News says the leadership failure of Democrat mayors is to blame.
The White House excuse, which is led by the chief gaslighter, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, says that because of President Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, that's why you're seeing local cops kept off the beat, which isn't how it works. Because, look, not once President Biden's three biggest speeches, and I went back and read them, as far as what he was focused on, he never mentions police or crime even once. Democratic National Convention, August 2020, 22 million people watched. He didn't say police or crime even once. His inauguration speech, watched by 40 million people, he didn't say police or crime even once. His first address to the joint session of Congress, that's like the State of the Union, 27 million people watched. He does say the word police once, but it has nothing to do with putting cops back on the street. He talks about systemic racism and enacting police reform in the name of George Floyd, and that was the extent of it. So look, how bad are things right now? In New York, murders up nearly 50%. In Atlanta, murders up nearly 60%. Chicago recorded more than 1,900 shootings this year alone. That's a 53% increase over the pre-pandemic 2019. Portland, murders are up 800%. I can go on and on, but the common thread here, these are cities all run by Democratic mayors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, you realize that the All-Star Game is coming up, and that marks the halfway point in the baseball season. You know, you all decry my attempts at putting things into perspective, but it is kind of sobering when you look at the calendar.
I just can't believe it's July already. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
It's really another year that's halfway through.
I know. Well, we have a couple of choices, Jennifer. We can accept it, and we can meticulously plan for the rest of the year. Or we can, where's all the time going?
We can go kicking and screaming. I still have my wrapping paper down from Christmas, and I'm just going to leave it out, because I know it's going to be here before I know it. So why even take it to the storage shed, right?
Exactly. All right, home prices surging at the fastest rate in 30-some-odd years. The Standard & Poor's Home Price Index, 14.5% annual gain, up from 13%. This is in the last month, 13% in March, 11% in January. So accelerating prices. What do you think is the reason for that? Why is it that there is so much? Is it people just wanting to move after the pandemic or what? I'm trying to figure out why. It seems rather strange that it would be now with a lot of other things, I guess, that are unexplainable. This may be one of them.
I think people can think they can afford more house because the interest rates are so low. And I think there is a fear that the interest rates are not going to be so low for so long. Mm-hmm. So I think people that want to get, it's not even fear-based thinking.
It's seller's market. It's not a buyer's market.
You look forward at what the Fed keeps saying, and they keep saying, well, we're going to raise interest rates soon. And I don't know if that's fear-based thinking or just listening. You know, I mean,
everybody I know who owns a home has refinanced. And they just did it all at once.
I have a low interest rate, but I was thinking it was such an ordeal to refinance the last time that I'm being lazy. But I was like, you know what? You might as well do it while you can. But so I think the low interest rate is one of them. I think there are a lot of people who are moving jumping states that are fueling up the market. I know I have a lot of friends who are just selling their houses for over $1 million and then they're moving to other places. And what that does, particularly, I just was in Colorado, and people in Colorado were lamenting to me, more than one, by the way, without me even prompting the conversation, saying, oh, you Californians are coming here and you're running up the housing prices. Because when you go to Colorado and you see a house for $450,000 and you're from California, you think that sounds great. But that's a really high price for people in Colorado for just an average house. So by having all of these people from states where that doesn't sound so bad coming in, they're driving
they're willing to pay it. And then then everybody else thinks, oh, well, I can get that for my house, too. Yeah, it's crazy right now.
All right, speaking of crazy, a couple of interesting I put things together sometimes as I'm looking at what's going on, and then sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. So let's try this one on for size. The number of American companies that this is, they're talking about dozens and dozens of big companies citing their commitment to democracy, pledged to avoid donating money to lawmakers who objected to Congress's certification of Joe Biden's victory. This has been something that's been brewing. It was Walmart, Pfizer, Intel, General Electric among the companies who said, we're not going to, fund these various groups. And then I saw Toyota said that they were donating as well here, and now they have defended their donation to these anti-certification Republicans. Is there anything that isn't going to be politicized? And I wonder, about donations. What this does for me is underscore how corrupt politics is in our country.
Absolutely.
With these companies giving all this money to these various lawmakers or to political action groups that support the lawmakers. I think this is what people need to know. Pfizer has stopped. They were off for 3 months. They give $20,000 a month to a Republican Senate group. There are plenty of people now looking.
Gavin Newsom, we talk a lot about him because he's getting recalled in my home state of California. And one of the things that he did is that he took a ton of money from Blue Shield of California for his, not only to fight the recall, but for his election. And so he gave the contract to distribute the COVID vaccine to Blue Shield without even any bids coming in. I mean, it was just given to them. And I don't know how that doesn't disturb people. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican on the take. I want to know who you're taking money from.
Me too.
Didn't you like this should be part of the revolution?
No, I totally agree with you. But didn't you say California has a thing where they don't have to accept bids?
Yeah, there's no bid. They have no bid contracts.
What
that's
does that
ridiculous.
Mean? Oh, well,
that
yeah, okay.
That you can,
yeah.
You, without
that's
a bid,
that's ridiculous.
Basically. Yeah. Right. So, for instance, one of the big stories in California that people kind of know about, but they just go, oh, it's politics, but it's unacceptable to me, is that Dianne Feinstein's husband, she's the senator from California, who's completely enriched herself from being in the Senate. Her husband
engorged herself when you look at the money. She's engorged.
She's selling
herself.
A house in Lake Tahoe for $40 million or $20 million. I don't know. Some ridiculous amount of money in Lake Tahoe. It's just crazy. But her husband got the contract for the bullet train that's going nowhere. Basically, everybody will acknowledge that this is a project that got billions of dollars that were dumped into a sinkhole in the ground, and the only people that made money off of it were the contractors. It's not built.
Yeah, nobody says anything about it. Well, nobody says anything about this.
Right. I mean, this is, and look, this should be completely nonpartisan. I'm not just going after
them because they're Democrats. You know what this speaks to, Jennifer? This speaks to the lack of information available in schools because they aren't trained, they aren't taught how this system works, how corrupt it is.
I don't even know if it's schools. Look, as seven-year-old Jen was, you know, pretty dialed in. My parents were always pretty active. But seven-year-old Jen would probably not know about no bid contracts. But, you know, 27-year-old Jen, who's being who's not being told this by the news media, I mean, this should be a top story, but the news media doesn't really work for the people. They work for their political interests. So they just shut up. Because their corporations probably own people, too.
So here's an example
of
that.
That's the problem, yeah.
Today's New York Times has as a lead article a slap at conservative. Well, they're trying to make the case, but they don't do it well at all. As a matter of fact, they kind of make the case for the other side. We've been talking here maybe the last week or 10 days with all the announcements that come at the end of June about the decisions the Supreme Court makes and all of the merry-go-round of conflict and strife. Oh, we're going to put another conservative on. It'll ruin the court. We've got to pack it with. So there's the case is made, even though that's what the New York Times is not trying to do, for the modification, if you will, of the justices and how their thinking goes. For example, Kavanaugh, all of these people, mostly, but Kavanaugh and Barrett and Gorsuch, well, yeah, I guess Gorsuch maybe to a point. But Kavanaugh and Barrett certainly were, everybody's wringing their hands, oh my God.
You know what's so ridiculous? They haven't made one, like, crazy, like, activist decision.
As a matter of
fact,
Kavanaugh has voted with the liberals 85% of the time.
So crazy.
Barrett has voted with the liberals 70-some-odd percent of the time. Roberts pretty much the same. Gorsuch, 62%. The one who's at the bottom of the list is Ali, I always call him Alley-oop. Alito.
Alito, yeah. Alito and Clarence Thomas are the ones that mostly are, I mean, if
hold
you're a little conservative.
So-called conservative, yeah.
But this is why they're good justices. I'm not even mad at that. Like, some people are like, oh, disappointed about the decisions. I want a justice who's going to apply the law. And you know what? I think Obamacare stinks. I think it's a bad direction for the country to go in. But like Clarence Thomas said, that lawsuit that they looked at, what they saw was not unconstitutional.
And I get that, but what's the alternative?
So you rule on that.
Right, but what's the alternative, though?
Well, I'm all for people getting there. I'm for doing total medical reform to bring things back down to normal so that people aren't paying $45 for two aspirin. I think we need to do a little bit of tort reform. I think we need to get ourselves into a situation that is more realistic. And then I think we need to make sure that people have an option that they can go out and buy it or connect it to their employer. I don't think that I don't think any of us, if we're on the government dime, are going to be excited about healthcare. And I can tell you this because my mom is on a version of this with Medicare. Medicare is not great. And my dad's insurance is tons better than my mom's insurance. She's on Medicare. He has Medicare as a secondary insurance. He still has another insurance that allows him to have PPO.
So
his insurance is way better.
Right. So but people who can't afford that, there are people who are on fixed incomes and who don't have a business connection anymore.
But the reason insurance is
so
expensive.
Medicare is the option. That's it.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. That's what is going to be the option for everybody. And everybody's health care is going to stink if you go on a public option. So that's why I'm saying if you continue to privatize insurance, you allow for competition over state lines, you implement some tort reform, you get some regulations over the healthcare companies that are going crazy, you can have a private option that people can afford.
People who don't agree with you aren't even listening to what you're saying now.
I know.
You're making a rational point of view and clarifying your point of view.
But the problem is, I understand what Jen is saying, and I agree with Jen, but the problem is no one did that, and that's why Obamacare was necessary. Because none of these private companies... Well, that's the problem.
Yeah,
talked about.
My son
Hillary Clinton
had no
was
insurance.
First lady. Remember, she got all the flack because Bill Clinton wanted her to be in charge of health care. I mean, that's in the 90s.
Yeah.
That's where that discussion started.
But
my
son is making so much
hello.
Money.
My son lives in California. My son, once this all came into force, applied for whatever the California version was of health care. And his cost was going to be almost $20,000 a year. Now, you tell me that makes sense for a kid at that point who was making barely $40,000 a year. You're going to pay half of it. I mean, it's nuts.
Oh, Obamacare is, yeah. I mean, and it's the Affordable Care Act became very unaffordable.
Unaffordable.
Yeah, and so I was on it. I mean, I was on it, and I dropped it, too. I just wasn't making enough money to justify paying all that. So, yeah, it's not a perfect system by any stretch. It needs to be. It needs to be reformed. But having some having health insurance, you know, you don't think about it until you need it. You know,
nobody's
so
saying
we
ought not to have health insurance.
Yeah, I'm not going for that.
No, I'm listening.
I just think we need to make major. The Republicans never even came up with a single alternative plan the whole time.
They failed. Yeah. They totally failed. And so it's not like I'm, you know, rallying that Republicans have some great thing. They had an opportunity to do exactly what
everybody's
I'm talking about.
Busted
they
this. And you know why? Because the major insurance companies are contributing lots of money to their campaigns.
That's it.
To
goes
leave
back
it the
to
way
our,
it is.
Yep.
That's where it is. Some other court news coming up in a moment after these words.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marcis' Customer Loyalty Index find out exactly that. And joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Marcis. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands, to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly retain them, by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is, so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. You'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, so here we go with people wanting to serve on juries. How many people here have been asked to serve on a jury in the last year? Raise your hands, please.
Jay? I got out of it because of COVID. Oh. The last year, yeah. No, right.
So the trend is to get away from trying to get out of jury duty. This is kind of interesting. It's neat. As many as 25% of U.S. adults who are called for jury duty seek to be excused. I've always thought it was cool. I've been on four or five juries. I think it's a lot of
fun. Do you know what would
fun.
Make it better? If they use their time better. I have no problem doing my civic duty.
I can't sit
but the fact that they come in at 10 o'clock, they leave at 4, and they take a two-hour lunch break in between, and then you have to come in for 7 days, that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's the system that begs for reform, Jennifer, and then you just bring that to the surface. That's what it needs. Anyway, some people have concluded that if they want more racial justice, they need to be on jury.
More civic engagement.
Yeah.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour, time for us to continue our focus on your health and well-being with the input of Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the members of the DJV Health Gang. Is that it, right? Gang? The DJV
sure.
Health. You like that? Show yeah. Maybe is better. Yeah. Okay.
You're the gang leader.
Yeah. Brought to you by the folks that to bring you Calitrin, the way to lose weight and keep it off. The continuing focus on masks. Mask mandates. I don't know. This seems, I'm interested to see what this study has revealed, but I also think that in terms of masks being worn now, the idea, maybe it's, what is the old expression, close the barn door after the horse is out mm-hmm. or the cows are out. In this circumstance, even though it's a new study, it does seem to reflect on things that have gone by the board. You see once in a while people wearing masks. Do you see in Utah where you are, Jack runs a clinic in Salt Lake City, a medical clinic that he and his wife have been running for years. He has lots of folks from all over the country that come to visit him, and certainly in Salt Lake as well. So are you seeing, Utah has been a hotbed of sort of the naysayers anyway, right?
Oh, yes. It's always been a collection of mavericks, a collection yeah. You know, of
the Mormon, the Mormons have never strived to get along with other people's thinking.
Well, in Salt Lake, the whole Salt Lake area, the Mormons make up about 30% of the population.
Oh,
and
okay.
there are literally hundreds of people every month coming in here from California that mm-hmm. is pushing that percentage.
Moving into the area. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And so
right.
and so you know, the mask thing, the reason this study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association caught my attention is because it was a German study. Now, if it had just been a plain old American study, I probably would have passed over it and not given it a second thought, except that it underscored and underwrited some of the things that I've been saying. Mm-hmm. But when the Germans come out and say, hey, we've done this study, and these kids that are forced to wear a mask all day long are inhaling at least 300% more carbon dioxide than is legally allowed. Not 300% more than the kids who aren't wearing a mask. 300% more than what is legally allowed in a school classroom for children to be exposed to.
All right, so is this something that does have impact because in some circumstances, I'm just thinking about what my grandson is doing. He's going off to camp today, no mask requirement. Outside, for heaven's sakes, why would you wear a mask outside anyway? And then the going to school in August and no mask required. But that's, you know, the Californians have been just on the opposite side of that for most of this whole thing. But I'm sure there are places where the children will be forced to wear masks. I can't imagine what the circumstance would be. But at any rate, this is a well-founded warning, I guess, as much as anything else.
Well, I think so. I think that's a good way to put it. And you started off the conversation asking if anybody out here was still wearing masks. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, most of my patients, of course, are adults, but I've got a pretty big pediatric practice. And I would say the majority of people wearing masks are people that are aged 15 to 30.
Really?
So there's only one person that sticks out in my mind right now that I see maybe once every 2 months that was still wearing a mask a couple of weeks ago, who's probably in her late 40s, early 50s. Everybody else, no, nobody's wearing a mask.
What does she say to you because you don't require it, in fact, in your office? Jack, by the way, is a Nuka chiropractor and well-known GAPS practitioner, so there's two things that are functional realities in his office. Getting yourself adjusted, the neck and the shoulders and stuff, is the specialty of the Nuka chiropractors. But also the focus on your gut, you and your wife are very big on that, and that's what a lot of the practice is, correcting how you feel by addressing what's in your gut. So anyway, the people that come in there more or less buy into what you say.
Sure. Sure.
That's
they
why
do.
They come
and a lot of them listen to my local radio show. So I've talked about the science and what's left of science. But I've talked about this weekly for the last year and a half. And, you know, some of them don't agree with me. Some of them do.
Yeah.
But the more that they hear from outside sources, not me, but other sources, that masks are really, it's really kind of silly. And it's the flip-flopping that they get from the WHO,
that they get from the CDC,
the NIH.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, well, if we can't really trust what you're saying about a mask, what else can we not trust?
Yep, it's a good question. DJV Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen with a reminder about losing weight and keeping it off the natural way with Calotren, Calotren. Help yourself. Go to their website, toploss.com. Engage with the information that's there if you're having trouble keeping the weight off after you lost it. This is the secret to your success. Check it out. Website again, toploss.com. When you buy the product, use the DJV code for lots of discounts.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.